Hello, welcome to the third episode of the UV Little Records podcast broadcast. I'm still John Hain, the UV Little guy, and on this episode I'll be highlighting music by one of our most creative and prolific bands, Milk Baby. Before I get to that though, a little bit of business to conduct. For all of our subscribers, we are changing our feed address. Please update your subscription to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. The new address is exactly the same as it was, except replace RSS with XML. If you need more information about that or about any of the music you hear on today's program or any program, visit us on the web at uvulittle.com. UVULITTLE. Chicago-based Milk Baby has released two CDs on UV Little Records, two independently, and they've also scored countless theater productions. Progression Magazine summed up their sound best by saying, "The music of Chicago's Milk Baby is nearly impossible to quantify. It's clear Milk Baby possesses an uncanny ability to cast a sonic spell and hypnotize listeners." I would add to that that for fans of headphones, this would be a good program to break them out on, as are any of Milk Baby's albums. Phenomenal headphone music. They're always experimenting. Currently, they have a new version of themselves called Milk Baby Biodub Society, where they're working in the dub idiom through the filter of Milk Baby. The original band consisted of Barry Bennett on hand drums, keyboards, electronics, and percussion. Tracy Westmoreland did the singing, and David Lee Smith played drums and electronics. This is a band that is featured on the first three CDs, Implied Musics, Human, and Strange Jukebox, Live at Mother Fool's. I'm going to start the set off with the third track from their debut album. It's called Climbing Dream, Almost Untethered, from Implied Musics. We'll follow that up with Leaving Chrysalis Lake from Human. Both of these tracks feature the original members. By the time of the third studio disc, both Tracy and David had moved to Europe. Barry experimented with a number of different players under the name Milk Baby Primitive. One of the pairings quickly became a mainstay, and Milk Baby returned to the studio with Darren Shepherd on guitar. We were very excited to have put that album out. It was called Greetings from the North Mission in 2004. And the third track in this set comes from that disc, and it is called Big Swing. So here's three tracks by Milk Baby. Now, if you got headphones, pop them on, sit back and enjoy. Thank you. Recently, Sophie Sinard has joined the group on accordion, keyboards, and vocals, and they are exploring dub music through the Milk Baby filter, going under the name Milk Baby Biodub Society. Check their website at milkbaby.net for upcoming show info. I was just there this afternoon, and it looks like they've got a fairly active schedule this spring with shows in Chicago and Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to end the show with two live Milk Baby tracks. First, from the CD Strange Jukebox Live at Mother Fools, we've got The Drifter's Song. This was taped in 2001 and put out in September of that year. Phenomenal show, and we were very happy to have caught it on tape and to be able to put it out for everybody. And then I'm going to end with a track that I downloaded from Milk Baby's MySpace page this afternoon. It's called Fire in the Safe House. It's a live recording from Martyrs in Chicago. And if you're a MySpacer, head on over to Milk Baby's page and friend up. They're always posting MP3s of live shows and things that they're creating in their studio. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please email music@uvlittle.com. UVULITTLE. Visit uvlittle.com for all sorts of entertaining music.
This has been a broadcast of the UV Little Records podcast. Broadcast.
Meep.